Let's talk about the World Heritage List. The list is very visible. Mm. I'm not sure what the originators of the convention had in mind, but we've just finished the 34th session in Brasilia, and there are now 911 sites on the World Heritage List. Some people say that's too many. Others say it's not enough. We know that there are a couple of thousand sites on tentative lists. Mm. Do you have a view about the size of the list? Do you think that's an important discussion?
Well, I would not bother about the numerical dimension of it. But increasingly, what is of concern is the fact that some of these are coming up under very contrived conditions. I do not, for one, believe that the issue of numbers is at the core, but the issue of outstanding universal values is at the core of it. If we go to the original tenets of what constitutes or what should be outstanding universal value, then I think the question of numbers will also be will be addressed. I've in my writings and also in my dissertation, I do agree that the definition of cultural and natural heritage, as per the convention, it is flaws. There's no doubt, particularly in the way it. It emphasized on the tangible heritage and also heritage that is of initially of a monumentalistic. But I believe that in the case of Southern Africa, for example, the global strategy has done a lot of positive contributions. If you look at the sites that are being inscribed from Africa, most of them fall in the category of the global strategy. Cultural landscapes, cultural itineraries, spiritual sites, and the like. So, if we go by that, then I see the positive dimension. But coming back to your question of numbers, I believe strict abidance by the principles of what it consists. I've seen at the 34th session, disappointed really, what I believe the role of advisory bodies, which is to really advise the committee and to really filter and ensure that we meet certain minimum standards. And as you can see, this session, you know, it's just amendments coming from the floor, and those are then decided as the final thing. Yes, the World Heritage Committee has powers, you know, it's a sovereign body. But I believe the question of numbers, the quality of nominations is are two interrelated issues. We need to really look at the quality of these nominations. But now I'll give you an example. I don't mention the name. There's a country which I am assisting to have a World Heritage site. That will be the first for that country, you know. And I was requested to assist this country. And so I said, now, for you people to understand exactly what it means, can you come to the 34th session? And so that you know what goes on, so when you do these things, it will help you. So yesterday, I said to one chap, I said, have you learned any lessons? Oh, yes. And what you know what he said? He said, it's all about lobbying. You see, I'm struggling to emphasize the importance of the quality of the nominations, and I've persuaded them not to hurry because it's a complex cultural landscape. But it will be the first of its type if we do the proper work. And they were saying, by 2011, it will be okay, we should be okay. And I'm saying 2011 is too soon. Let's do the proper work and we produce it in 2012. But what does he learn? He learns that, you know, through lobbying, you can have it all the same.